This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Illegal dumping affects us all. There's the sheer unsightliness of household furniture, construction materials, old tires and trash strewn along streets, roadsides, and vacant lots. Some items are hazardous to the environment and to people and animals, and cleanup comes at a cost. For example, in Camden, New Jersey alone, they spend as much as $4 million annually to remove trash from communities, money that instead could go toward life-enriching programs for this city that's one of the poorest in the nation. A few months ago, WHYY launched an essay contest to give concerned citizens a chance to envision a Camden without illegal dumping. This morning, we hear from the winner of the contest, Ivy Staten Miner. She's a community activist and spoken word artist. I asked her what drew her to write an essay about illegal dumping.
I know that illegal dumping is typically seen as a minor offense, and it's not really something that people pay a lot of attention to, but I know that it definitely can contribute to a lot of other issues, such as increased crime, pollution. I think it's important to give it some attention and try to involve as many people as we can in the process.
Well, I'd love to hear you read the first three paragraphs of your essay.
Broken bottles litter the ground like old dirty snow left unplowed. A dingy mattress, a stained vintage dresser, toppled over piles of busted tires, exploding cotton from seat cushions, construction material, and other non-biodegradable waste. As I walk past an alley, I am choked by toxic fumes like rotten feces and steamed mildew, radiating from the illegal dumping of trash, which has been left unaddressed behind an abandoned house. I continue my journey past a remote street with no houses. Half the street features a tall cement wall covered in graffiti, and the other half is overshadowed by overgrown trees in distress. What was once a beautiful sight of orange daylilies, white vibrant Pestamen digitalis, more commonly known as bear tongue flowers, and four successful businesses, has become another dumping area for trash.
This could be a scene from any city, really. Dumping signifies, to me, a neighborhood that's ignored or in decay, but that's not always the case. How do you view Camden? Is it in decay? Is it thriving? Is it up and coming?
I think Camden is super unique, especially the waterfront, the new renovations that they're going through. It has so much to offer. There's a lot of different changes. So I definitely see it as up and coming and thriving, and it has so much potential. But along the way of growing and thriving, we have to pay attention to some of those small issues that could eventually become a huge problem.
Let's talk about some of the solutions that you're offering. First of all, you said Camden must increase its social media and digital footprint. What do you have in mind?
Camden has some very wonderful programs. They have a lot of social media presence, but I think we need to focus on something that is specific to illegal dumping, networking, alliances, and partnerships so that people can come to this one place and get all the resources that they need that will start or initiate change.
And you're a big believer in volunteerism. You came up with a program in the essay. You call it D-U-M-P, Dump. Tell us what that stands for and what would be involved.
The Dump is a program I'm proposing. It stands for Delivering, Unifying, Maintaining, and Packing. And essentially, this would be a way for individuals who want to help transport people's waste, who want to help people move, who want to help them go through the process of getting a permit for a dumpster, because the process that people have to go through to properly dispose of their waste can be a little intimidating for some people as well as costly. You may have the intentions of doing it the right way. However, if you don't have the money or the finances to do so, you almost feel like you don't have an alternative.
The only way it can stay clean as if neighbors want it to be clean. And I borrowed that line from another essay for this essay contest. Do you agree?
100%. Everybody plays a role in keeping our neighborhoods clean. If I live on a block where there's trash being disposed, I'm going to say something. I'm going to do something. I'm going to rally up the troops. I'm going to get signatures. I'm going to start community events. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that that location that's within close proximity to my home does not become an illegal dumping ground.
And if there were a way to get everything under control and kind of put an end to the illegal dumping, what would neighborhoods feel like? How different would they be? What changes?
I think it definitely improves the overall quality of the neighborhood. As we know, sometimes people become a victim of their own environment. And if you look at an abandoned building every day and you look at trash and you see crime, unfortunately, sometimes you begin to internalize that. But imagine if we can focus on beautification projects and making things aesthetically pleasing. Ultimately, you'll feel better, almost as if like you're dressing up. You dress up, you look nice, you put on makeup. Sometimes you feel a little bit better. If we can turn our neighborhoods around and make it a place that we're proud of, we're excited about, and we enjoy coming to and from, I think it'll make all the difference.